This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A memorial for a Village of Cameron police officer killed in the line of duty has been completed and will soon be officially unveiled for the public. According to a Facebook post from the Cameron Police Department, the Hunter Shield Memorial will be formally unveiled on the morning of December 4th, honoring the sacrifice he and Officer Emily Breidenbach made. The two were killed in the line of duty after conducting a traffic stop of Glenn Perry, who then shot at both Officer Shield and Breidenbach, but was shot and killed as well during the incident. Despite the impending closure of the historic community staple, officials say tours of Line & Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls will continue. The brewery will officially be shut down in January as Molson Coors moves production to their main facility in Milwaukee, leaving over 50 workers without jobs. Even though the brewery will no longer be operating as it has for years, the Liney Lodge still plans to offer tours of the facility that have become a major tourist draw. The brewery has been part of the Chippewa Falls community for over 150 years. The Eau Claire City Council is considering limits on short-term rentals like Airbnbs as it contends with rising homelessness and a lack of affordable housing. One of the proposed ordinances would make applying for a short-term rental permit easier for residents, but also easier for the city to revoke. The other would place a minimum stay duration of 7 days for the properties with a maximum of 180 days. Officials hope the ordinances will discourage investors from pursuing the short-term rentals in favor of long-term housing options. With Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season underway, hunters are again being reminded about baiting and feeding bans to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. There are 61 counties across the state this year with active baiting and feeding bans due to positive chronic wasting disease testing, including the majority of the Northwest Wisconsin region. While the disease spreads naturally in the deer population, setting up bait piles in your hunting area can cause the animals to congregate in greater numbers and increases the risk of transmission. In preparation for a busy holiday travel season, AAA has announced it will once again activate its Tow2Go service. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The Tow2Go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them impaired, they should plan their travel ahead of time. Wisconsin's public defenders are expressing concerns over lawyer shortages in some of the more rural areas of the state. According to a report from the state bar, nearly half of the lawyers in Wisconsin live in heavily populated areas like Milwaukee and Madison. For rural counties, a lack of public defenders has put a larger workload on the lawyers that are available, leading to case backlogs and further staffing issues. Public defenders have been pushing for salary increases in the upcoming state budget, hoping the higher salaries will attract more lawyers. A new Auburn man will face a jury trial after entering not guilty pleas to multiple counts of theft. According to court records, 44-year-old Mickley Miller was charged with multiple misdemeanor and felony counts of theft after being accused of stealing several items, including a pontoon boat he later abandoned. Miller was charged in Barron County on May 31st, and the trial is scheduled to begin in March. He is currently being held in the Barron County Jail on cash bond and could face up to 3.5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted. The Dunn County Health Department is inviting residents to discuss the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment. According to a press release, the Health Department will host a public meeting on December 6th to get community input on the health challenges facing the area. This year's study found that access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as water pollution and environmental concerns, are the top issues facing residents. County officials are looking for solutions from the community to make sure all potential options are considered. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced $32 million in federal funding to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in road improvement projects. According to a press release, the DOT will use funding from the Low Carbon Transportation Materials Grant Program to study construction-eligible materials and create incentives for them to be used in road improvement projects. The DOT will also use the grant funding to set sustainability benchmarks for state projects to improve Wisconsin's sustainable infrastructure. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein is calling for the state to use its $4.6 billion surplus to invest in K-12 schools. A number of state officials have joined that call, including State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley, who proposed a biennial budget that included an additional $4 billion in new spending. The calls come in the wake of a historic number of school referendums being approved by voters in the November election. Hesselbein also expressed a willingness to use that surplus for a middle-class tax cut. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As loved as Marvel films are by fans, there is no shortage of people who love to take a shot at the studio. Add Frances Hannon to the list. The Oscar-winning makeup and hair designer for Wicked was tasked with making Cynthia Erivo's character, Elphaba, green. Another Oscar nomination for Hannon, no doubt. Hannon praised director John Chu for using practical and tangible sets as opposed to Marvel films, which are all green screen and CGI. Not sure she'll be hired by Marvel again, but not sure she cares. Henry Winkler's daughter was almost famous. Zoe Winkler recently recalled on her What's in the Winkler podcast that she almost did a reality TV show with a pre-fame Kim Kardashian years ago. Zoe Winkler, who is now a teacher, was in the running to be the Bachelorette until the fans said, "Hey, no way." It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.